We abide in Christ, the living vine, October 13. We bear the fruit of brotherly love. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. John 15:8. The union between Christ and his people is to be living, true, and unfailing, resembling the union that exists between the Father and the Son. This union is the fruit of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. All true children of God will reveal to the world their union with Christ and with their brethren. Those in whose hearts Christ abides will bear the fruit of brotherly love. They will realize that as members of God's family, they are pledged to cultivate, cherish, and perpetuate Christian love and fellowship in spirit, words, and action. To be children of God, members of the royal family, means more than many suppose. Those who are accounted by God as his children will reveal Christ-like love for one another. They will live and work for one object, the proper representation of Christ to the world. By their love and unity, they will show to the world that they bear the divine credentials. By the nobility of love and self-denial, they will show those around them that they are true followers of the Savior. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. The most powerful evidence a man can give that he has been born again and is a new man in Christ Jesus is a manifestation of love for his brethren, the doing of Christ-like deeds. This is the most wonderful witness that can be borne in favor of Christianity and will win souls to the truth. Christ brings all true believers into complete oneness with himself, even the oneness which exists between him and his Father. The true children of God are bound up with one another and with their Savior. They are one with Christ in God.